Across the bay from Eckerd College, a small group of students at the University of South Florida in Tampa also used the day to take action. But this protest isn't against the university. It's against the plans by Israel to demolish Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem. Naveen Nawawi is a junior political science and international relations major. She organized the event.
The event is in protest against Nir Barakat's decisions as mayor of Jerusalem to demolish 22 Palestinian homes to build a tourist park on the remaining land. And we have a small group of students here protesting the injustice. As the fact that Jerusalem is divided between an Israeli side and a Palestinian side, it is also an action of ethnic cleansing in order to occupy all of Jerusalem and force native Palestinians outside of their homes without any say.
Nawawi says her mother is a refugee from a Palestinian village south of Tel Aviv that was destroyed by Israel in 1967.
What happened in my mom's hometown is the same thing that's happening right now in El Bustan. Basically, Jerusalem, a small neighborhood of El Bustan, is being taken to make a park. And my mom's hometown was also taken, along with two other villages, to become what's now called the Canada Recreational Park.
Beginning at lunchtime, about eight people held signs and chanted in one of USF's busiest lawns, the area in front of Cooper Hall. Sumaira is a junior majoring in international studies. Her sign reads, "Occupation is a crime."
I believe it's wrong that Israel plans to demolish 20 Palestinian homes to make a tourist area.
Brian Trang is a first-year student in USF's Master's in Public Health program.
Yeah, I know Palestinians. I mean, historically, it's been bad between them, the two cultures, but right now they're very oppressed, you know, and something like this is kind of is very ridiculous to me. And, you know, I have friends, and I understand their culture. I understand the pain that they go through with their families, so I'm here to support them.
Jeff Tillman is a freshman psychology major who watched the protest and took exception to the use of the word apartheid to describe Israel's treatment of Palestinians.
They're not occupying and oppressing the, quote, local population, really. At least that's what it means to me. I haven't researched the term much. But it seems like they're just throwing terms around to try and incite some form of, it doesn't seem like they have a very well-developed argument, because they're not arguing anything. They're just saying that, you know, Israel's killing babies and stuff like that. But, you know, they don't mention anything about, like, Hamas or any of the, you know, terrorist activities that are going on in Israel against civilians.
But another passerby, Aubrey Snow, a sophomore double majoring in environmental science and political science, supports the protesters.
The war between, I don't want to say war, the confrontation between Israel and Palestine, you know, if countries are going to war with each other, then they need to be, you know, the actual people that are serving for the country, the government should be fighting each other. The problem is they're demolishing homes, there's displacing families, kids, I mean, they got to be careful what they're doing to civilians.